Summary of Sunni Concepts. The humiliation of disobedience for a person is a sign of his lack of modesty before God. Whoever disobeys God's command and commits a prohibition while doing so is humiliating for him. He underestimated God's view of him and his knowledge of him while he was in his grip. This is the case of one who watches the creation more than the Creator, glory be to him. As God Almighty said, they underestimate people but do not underestimate God while he is with them. When they resorted to what they said that did not approve of them, God was encompassing of what they did. This is a sign and evidence of his lack of shyness before his Lord. Arising from the weakness of his glorification of him, glory be to him. But this does not mean that the saints of God, glory be to him, do not sin. Rather, they are what God Almighty said about them. Those who fear, when a swarm of Satan touches them, will remember, and then they will see. They do not insist on sin, but rather they hasten to repent of it. They feel remorse and sadness for what they have done. It was as if there was a mountain above them that they feared would fall on them. While the one who disdains God's glorification looks at his sins. It was as if a fly had landed on his nose and he removed it with his hand. The weaker the glorification of God in the heart, the less shame towards him, glory be to him. Until it leads its owner to openly commit sin and brag about it. This is extremely rude and extremely disgraceful. This is something that turns a sin into a major sin. Even if it is small in itself. While it may be associated with a great deal of shame, fear, and veneration for it. What happens to the little ones? This is all due to the heart and what it does. It is more than just action. A person knows this from himself and from others.